Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on obeying those that Allah Ta'ala has put into authority in lawful matters and prohibiting us from obeying them in unlawful matters. In other words, in those matters where those that are in authority, those that are in power, those that are in leadership, if their laws that they are implementing are in conformity with the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we obey them. But if those that are in authority are putting laws that are against the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then we don't obey them in those laws, because the ultimate law is the law of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The ultimate constitution is the constitution of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So continuing with this chapter, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أطاعني فقد أطاع الله ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الْأَمِيرَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَنِي وَمَنْ يَعْصِ الْأَمِيرَ فَقَدْ عَصَانِي مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever obey me has obeyed Allah Ta'ala. Whoever obeys me has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing we learn from this hadith, the first part of this hadith, what we learn is that the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we have been commanded by Allah Ta'ala that obey Allah and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, whoever disobeys me has disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. And whoever obeys the leader, whoever obeys the Amir has obeyed me. And whoever disobeys the leader has disobeyed me. Whoever has obeyed the leader, whoever is put in authority, has actually obeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever disobeys the leader has disobeyed me. This rule obviously has to be read or understood with the rule, so long as the Amir is obeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we will go on, we will see examples of where the Amir is telling the people to do something that is wrong. And there is a hadith like that, we'll do it inshallah a little later. And then Sahaba came back and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we didn't listen to our Amir because he was telling us to do this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, there is no obeying any person in the disobedience of Allah. That you never do. You never obey anyone if it is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more short hadith. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man kariha min amirihi shay'an fal yasbir, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ خَرَجَ مِنَ السُّلْطَانِ شِبْرًا مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever dislikes anything of his leader should exercise patience, for whoever disobeys the leader by a handspan. Handspan, so much. From the small finger to the thumb. Whoever disobeys the leader by a handspan shall die the death of jahiliyyah, ignorance. In the time of ignorance, they had no such thing as obeying one leader and being obedient and having discipline and having a system. Whatever they felt like doing, they did. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a strict warning that if you pass away in this condition, that you are disobeying the leader even by one handspan. In other words, Islam encourages so much of obedience. And you find in obedience there's unity, in obedience there's love, in obedience and respect amongst the people, so long as they are obeying. And in that also, it creates a lot of cleanliness in the heart. When everyone takes the order of the Amir and we say we are following it, it becomes easy for the person that is in leadership, the Khalifa. It becomes easy also for the people that are the citizens. Everyone accepts what the Amir is saying, obviously, so long as it is within the confines of Shariat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.